at this time, fill this place with your presence. Fill this place once again with your glory. Let your word come for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Let's say a very huge amen.
Amen.
Let's say a very powerful amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of us have been so blessed already? You have been so blessed already. I want you to
hello.
For Jesus. Amen. Amen. I am blessed already. I want to thank you personally for very, very, very kindly exhortation. And I am confident that God will be further. I also want to thank my brother and my friend, Brother Mike. Thank you for allowing the Lord to speak to you. And thank you, to our elder, I want to say to the Lord continue to bless and increase every minister. I want to thank my men too. I want to celebrate you all my glory for this very, very special moment. We started a series in the house of prayer. We started a series that is going to be a random. And whatever the enemy has stolen from your life, I am praying today in the name of Jesus. Because we have been on a series recovering your love. Your love. How many of you are missing something very important to you? In her spoken word, she was really relating to us a real life story of how she was so broken because of her love, because of her health. I happen to know a young girl, a friend, Greg. He was a man of God, a millionaire. He was a man of God, and I. So we start coming out here. We did some work together. Anytime I met him, his smile, the energy. He was down with sickness, and yet he was willing to serve God.
Okay.
He was not down in his spirit. So many of you, whenever the devil comes to your backyard and hits you with something, let him take the rest of your year.
That's
Black Canadians right there. Don't make nobody cry, man. Okay, when the devil gets your back here, unfortunately, the devil has no idea that you've got a front here. That is even better than what he's got.
Mm-hmm.
For many of us, because of your brooding, because of your pain, because of your crying, you let the devil see that you've got something here. But I'm praying for somebody here to be in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that the devil has stolen from your life, you're going to recover there.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on. Hallelujah.
I'm going to raise your feet and say, with me, Father.
In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, today I shall recover everything.
Everything.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Yori, why are you so distracted? Don't let sin ever come so. Your work. When you know how it is loud, too loud, you know how to make the sound. One way, everything is muffled. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is the final part of this message. For the sake of those who are not part of the beginning, we are going to run. So everybody, please, read out your book. We'll take it right. Scripture. 2 Kings chapter number 6. And we will be reading verses 1 through 7. And after I will read, my eyes are not yet. And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, behold, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us, we pray thee, unto Judah, and take thanks over there in thee, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, become thou a prayer, and go with thy servants. And he answered, so he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they caught them whooped. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, "Alas, Master, for it was dark." And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place. And he put down a stick and cast it in the field. And the iron pierced. Therefore said he, "Take it up to me." And he put her inside and took it. Amen. These seven words of scriptures are really, really very pregnant with life-changing word that is going to hit somebody's life today, and you will not be the same. You will not be the same. Heavy. Heavy is that ingredient in a life that is needed to achieve the assignment that you have been given. Is that ingredient in the hand of any man that enables you have the cutting edge. You get that? Access is the cutting edge. Access is that it may be so little, it does not matter the size. The size, some people may have a very huge access. Some people may have a very little, a very tiny access. The size of the access or the size of the entire lump of parts is not what matters, but the cutting edge, the power to cut, the power to achieve what is in your hand, the power to achieve the business, the power to achieve success, the power to achieve greatness, the power to be where God wants you to be. You've gone to school. You've been to maybe some university. You've got some degrees. You've achieved some things for yourself. The axe head is that thing in your life that enables that your degrees not to be domicile, not to be passive contender degree. That is that thing that gives success. Some people are carrying degrees about it, but they have nothing to show. Maybe they are lacking in that. Because what is in your hand might be an ordinary paper.
Come on.
Degrees are certificates. Certificates are papers. Isn't it? Some people really earn them on the walls of their homes or their offices to show that they have maybe magna summa or summa cum laude. Some people will be so arrogant, so proud, that they will even make it big, maybe almost like the size of them. I've not said that before. Maybe almost like because people want others to see their achievement, but without the cutting edge, the certificate is just an ordinary paper. You've got a job, the same job that your partner, your friend, your neighbor has got, and they are doing great things. Even if they are not up there in the ranking, in that office, there you are. But you've got nothing to show for it. Maybe you are lacking the cutting edge. When your cutting edge, when it falls off from its
oh my
what
goodness.
What you have in your hand is an ordinary rock. What you have in your hand is an ordinary stick. What you have in your hand cannot achieve nothing. But I am praying today, whether physically or spiritually or psychologically, in any sphere of life that the devil have stolen your access.
Ah, come on. Yes, come on.
Whatever happens, you will
not
be the same as my own man.
My goodness. Come on. Yes.
When you walk in through an office and they are about to interview you.
Watch it later.
And the seat is there. It is your aspect.
My God, my God.
It is your aspect that removes every limitation and entrances. It is your aspect.
My God.
But my aspect falls from me to the world.
Well, come on, Pastor Simon.
Because no matter how well dressed, how well spoken, how intelligent, how erudite, how brilliant you are, when that answer is boxed, your neighbor is in pain.
My goodness.
You can prepare the best of resume. Tell you sorry. You can prepare the best of messages. It will not break barriers.
Come on.
It's the edge of your limit. It's the edge, it's the other side that is needed to break barriers. To get things done. It's not struggle. It's not like any of us would like struggles like
Jesus.
When I struggle, I see many people struggle. I know so many of those people just want it, regardless of whether God is in it or not. We just want to struggle. We are like Amos. You know Amos in the Bible? How many of us know the story of Amos? It was no time for Amos, yet he wanted to run. So I say, Amos, why do you want to run? You've got nothing ready. He said, I want to run. And when you are Amos, you will run. All you need in your life is the aspect.
My God.
The aspect. That's what we need. Don't run. Let me answer. And to get the answer, we were talking in the house of prayer. This is actually the third series. The third of the series. What was number one point? What you need? Keep relationship with godly people.
Yes. My God.
So many people lost their asset because they find themselves or they situate themselves with ungodly people.
Wow.
Let me ask you. Then this guy, the brother, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse number 3. That's his name. Brother, 2 Kings 6, 3. We cannot just have him. Because the Bible did not put his name. So we can say Mr. 2 Kings 6, 3. The day he lost his husband, he was still a positive if he were to be alone. The difference would only have been he got no help. Keep relationship with God.
Yes.
That's number one. What's number two? Maintain fellowship with God.
Amen. Amen.
Elisha was a type of God. The sons of prophets were types of God. How many of us are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Elisha was a type of God. We're talking about spiritual typology here. We're not talking about typology. We're not trying to
from them. Elisha will know there's no basis for complaint. I'm a servant of God. Yeah. But in that spiritual typology, Elisha stood in the place of God as the source of prophet. Everyone. They will not take any cue. They will not take any move without asking Elisha. If you take the next journey in your life and you care not about whether God is with you or not, you will lose your answer. I can promise. I'm not confident of you, but I already know what's going to happen to you. It does not matter how situated you are. It does not matter how comfortable you are. It does not matter how loaded with resources you are or you think you are right now. The Waterloos are waiting for you. Number three. I want to preach for me. Yes, number three. What's the number three? Come on, say, show what?
Not your passion.
There are so many people because of lack of enthusiasm. The devil has spoiled the best of them. Don't let the devil take the best of you. Not your passion. When Jasmine was given a testimony, millions of them are servants of God. And God was done with his assignment this side of the world. And God said, come on. Come on. So, his own assignment is done. Why abandon yours?
Why abandon yours? My God.
His own assignment was now fully done. The pages of his script were all written up. And the ink was done.
My God.
He was ready to go. So, why am I not your assignment? You must nurture your passion. If you fail to nurture your passion, you see this man of God here. Let me show you what happened. These men of God here, they nurtured their passion. They had a passion to keep serving God. And even when they feel conscripted, even when they feel so limited, even when they feel they lack room, they were ready for expansion. One thing God wants you to begin to do for yourself, my sister. One thing God wants you to do for yourself, my brother. Nurture your passion to expansion. If passion is not good enough, it doesn't bring expansion.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody say with me. A passion
is not
good enough.
Except
it brings
expansion.
Expansion will not come except you not show the passion. What's the next point? Pursue a clear commission. Now, see, how do I get this from the scripture? The Bible says, let us go with brevity unto Jordan and take there as every man a bee, and let us make us a place where we may dwell. And the answer, go ye. They pursued a clear commission. Unfortunately, Christians today, my brother was sharing how he got confidence to pray anywhere regardless of his word. I can pray to God. I can voice my prayer anywhere. Shame on Christians today. Shame on us. Shame on me. Shame on you. Because many of us, we lack confidence to stand before people.
My goodness.
All we do is we sit down in our homes, sit down in your ground, and complain about America, complain about the city, complain about the government, complain about politicians, whereas you are part of the damaging factor.
My God.
You shut your mouth, and the devil was loud enough.
My goodness. Come on, Pastor Simon.
Yeah.
The church was too quiet until the devil was too loud.
Glory!
We cannot pursue a clear commission. To force doubt about this relationship. I've been ashamed with my Baptist folk. It's so much ashamed. We abandon the gospel and pursue politics. Go into the world and preach to all creation.
Yeah.
We abandon the preaching of the word of God. We are made it with politics.
Come on.
As ruthless as Donald Trump was, I am evangelical. I am conservative. But I do not support him.
Yeah.
Discrimination, segregation, they are sponsored by the spirit of faith.
Yeah.
And love. Look at what is going on here today. All colors.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what's going to happen in the kingdom of God. All nations will stand at the feet of Jesus. And
yes.
He is the gospel. Whatever puts us asunder is contradictory. Whatever puts us asunder is evil. Run from it. Unfortunately, most of my Baptist pastors and folks, they become partisan politicians and they cannot speak truth. They can't speak truth anymore. They are afraid if you hurt somebody's feelings. Truth is truth, whether it be told to a friend or to a foe. The character of truth does not permit evil. Consider a clear commission. Church was returned to pursue a clear commission. Our lack of pursuance of a clear commission has led to the church's loss of our body. We've lost the axe. We've lost the axe. The church used to be in the leading front. The church used to be the arrowhead of America. The church funded America. So why are they angry against the church? Those who say some of us should get out, better get out. You don't get me because the church funded this nation. You don't know history. How many of you have been U.S. history? If they don't teach you that in U.S. history, that history is a problem. If they take out Trump from U.S. history, because I can tell you how the pilgrims came from England and how they founded this new nation under God, and they said, in God we trust. But because of you, man, because of you, sir, because of you, man, because of all of us here today, we failed to pursue our commission, we lost that matter. That's what happens when you cannot be consistent with your commission.
Ah.
You will lose something very great.
My God.
You will lose it. Lose your accent, but not your confidence in God. Whatever you lose, make sure the devil don't tamper with your faith. Why did Uzziah die? Isaiah felt a huge sense of loss. Isaiah went to the temple and was crying. Don't let your loss take you out of prospects. Lose that asset, but not your confidence in God. Because no matter what you lose, if your confidence in God is still in place and in God, you cannot back. That's the secret of becoming your most asset. It is in Him. The Bible tells us that it is in Him that we move and live. And do what? And all our being, it is all we is the songwriter that said Jesus is all the world to me. He's my friend. He's my what? He's my all. I trust in him from day to day. Without him, I will. Following him, I know. Let the devil take your faith. I will share with them in the house of prayer. Whatever can take you from church can take church from you. Whatever can take you from church can take church from inside your heart. Take God from you. You feel weak a little bit and you say, I'm not going to church today. That little sin is about to rip you off your faith.
My God.
What's the next one? These are the things you've gone through during the first and the second part. Don't let the devil do what? Exclude or seclude you. Just like if the devil take you from church, he take church from you. Whatever in your life comes, and you feel that, no, I'm done. No more friendship, no more community, and you shut the door against people, and you keep to yourself, you're about to commit suicide. Shut the door against people, open the gate to suicide.
My God.
Okay, so I have a question.
No, it's not Bible study.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm
sorry. Now, listen, everybody. Pay attention. When the devil calls you to be secluded and exclude others, he's about to kill you. He will bombard you with thoughts that will destroy you. You will steal not just the accent. You will get the holy hand of yourself. And everything will be gone. To recover that loss, you must kill in company of perfection. In the strategy of God, walking in this world is not ever say, but man remains God's best method. All through generation, man is the God's method. Man broke your heart. Man is going to be your healing man. Man injured you. Man is the strategy of God. Bring healing, for bring restoration, for bring peace, for bring hope. Don't let the devil shut the door against people. Man remains God's method for our advancement, for our blessing. God wants to bless you. He's not going to come back. If you see something descending from heaven and he's playing his wings like this and he's coming before you and saying, son of bless you. Check yourself very well. Something might be wrong. Because God will appear to you. Those who despise, because of God, they will be the light. Those who despise, because they are different. Yeah, difference is okay. You are so busy. You have made what I'm doing.
Hallelujah.
Don't you adore this difference? Okay. This makes the word come. The word you. God is intentional. So whenever it shows up, the body despises it.
Hallelujah.
Imagine your angel. He was a slave there in the house of Naaman. That was his angel. What's the next one? There are two more, right? Never walk alone. You will never be alone. never walk alone. Look here. They said to their master, go with us. People of God, never walk alone. Let God be your anchor. Let God be your GPS. Let God be your sat-nav. Those in the United Kingdom, they use sat-nav. We in the America here or in Canada, we use GPS. Let God be your compass. Let him be your best ally. Do not walk alone. If you walk alone, the sinking sand will swallow you. The devil is all around you like a beautiful. If you walk alone, I am sorry. You will soon call 911. But they will not help you. They will not help you. 911 cannot deal with some people. How many times have you called 911 and they arrive your job and they say, sorry, we can't help you. You have to handle this yourself. Sometimes they will say, this is a simple matter. They just leave you alone to your trouble. It's terrifying me. They say, but you are not dead. Yeah. I'm sorry, we hear something from 911. And if you think, okay, don't worry, they say 911, they don't answer. I will always call my pastor. The pastor may not be there. He may not have money to pay his landline. He's human. Only on a bad day, he may be on his own bad day. He's human.
Amen to that.
Amen. Don't want to know. What's the next one? I think that's the last one. Be ready for night emergency. And finally, church. Let me tell you, if they were not ready for night emergency that day, it is one day. Time was not actually ready, I guess. For it happens, ladies and gentlemen, life emergency, we have to do let it happen. People don't respect pain, but pain is part of life, and there is purpose behind every pain.
Come on!
Whatever goes in our life, God can use it as an instrument to shape us. Regardless of what the devil does, ladies and gentlemen, don't think that the devil is a bad devil all the time. The devil can be the greatest servant of God. Because God can use him to distract in order to realize you. God can cause some trouble in your life in order to make you see him. So, who causes that trouble? Is it not the devil? And God uses the devil. There is nothing God created that God cannot use. You get that name? There is nothing in all creation that God created that he cannot use. He controls all things. The devil himself can be God's important agent. Agent to realign your life. Agent to give you a talk on your post. Agent to wake you up when you are sleeping and snoring. The devil will cause the devil to. God will cause the devil to cause some problem that will cause him to run back to him. Finally, let me show you something from that scripture. George. Verse number 6. And the man of God said, where then can he show him this? And he called him his stick and cast it into the ground, and the iron in sin. That shows up the dramatic power of God to capable of breaking any book and doing anything. There is nothing.
Come on! Hallelujah!
What station are you right now in your life? You think it's too bad? You think you're too lost? You think you're too broken? You think we are too old? You think it's too late? Too fractured? Come on. Give me any urgency for you in this time. And to prepare put to you. You know, when you put too late, too bad, too much, put in two before any urgency that you think. But I tell you, God has got the opportunity. God got it. Everybody say, God got it. Come on, tell me. Come on, tell me. The axe head was even a man. Nobody can say they did not have no driver. No driver.
And think when the nigga was still the driver, look. Somebody could dive and fall in there and bring the ass. Unfortunately, the man of God was Pastor Simon. I have no clue about swimming.
And maybe my brother has gone to college, or the other brother has gone to play basketball. Because they're very good swimmers. And I guess they can swim there. But so don't answer. You say, Pastor, you cannot swim. And you just hide behind them. And then you say, I can swim. And you just hide behind my daughter and say, I can swim. The pastor was silent. He had no clue about what that. The bastard could not swim. But the axe head. Oh God. That impossible cross in your life is showing forth back now. God is bringing it back now. That impossible loss, God is restoring it in the name of Jesus. Christ, your feet and never speak about this. I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that the devil has stolen from our life. Today, restore them for me. Pray that prayer, church. I want you to pray that prayer. Everything that the devil has stolen in my life, God, restore them for me today. Restore them back to me. Every loss, every asset, every opportunity, every gain, every beauty, every power, every anointing that the devil has stolen from me. Every asset, spiritual asset, all the time. By your spirit, power, I take them back. I want you to pray, Lord, restore everything that the devil has stolen from me. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
If you think that the devil has stolen your peace of mind, you think you are just confused, you just have no answer, your mind is so troubled. Okay, you can be up here today in church. By the time you get home and you are all by yourself, you are down to the lowest place. And the devil will be reminding you of some of your failures and frustration. He's trying to steal your peace. The devil is trying to steal your joy. The devil is trying to steal your freedom. The devil is trying to crush your spirit. The devil is trying to destroy your heart. He's trying to cause you broken heart. God's power here. God who heals the brokenhearted, who comforts the downcast, is here today. I want to say to him, Daddy, in the name of Jesus, restore my peace, restore my joy, restore my sanity, restore my spirit within me, Lord. Let there be total restoration for me in the name of Jesus. Let there be total restoration for me in the name of Jesus. Let there be total restoration for me in the name of Jesus.